Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Amateur Traveler, episode 200. Today, the Amateur Traveler talks about woods and lakes and beer and fish boils as we go to Wisconsin. Welcome to the Amateur Traveler. I'm your host, Chris Christensen. As I said, this is episode 200, and we'll say more about that in the community section after the interview. But first, some news stories. This one I thought was an interesting one. There's a YouTube video of a Danish woman who is claiming to be looking for the father of her child. In the video, she was holding a 1.5-year-old child and said that she was now looking for the father who she had had a one-night stand with. The interesting thing is this video is from the Danish Tourism Board, who apparently wants you to think of loose women when you think of Denmark. In further proof that it really does take all kinds, Carnival is going to have a cougar cruise, that is, a cruise for older women and younger men. There was no information that would indicate that the younger men might get a discount, but don't be too surprised if that's the next step. In a more serious story, an Italian man was arrested for kissing his daughter in public. The daughter was half Italian, half Brazilian, and it was perceived by the people who watched her that he was publicly molesting her. Now, the interesting thing is, I wonder, is that what was going on? It certainly does happen. Or was it a clash of cultures? What do you think? Links to all these stories and others at amateurtraveler.com. I'd like to welcome to the show Christine, who is coming to us from Madison, Wisconsin, and come to talk to us about Wisconsin. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I have to tell people the conversation that Christine and I had. She was pitching me Wisconsin, and my problem is my grandmother lived in Wisconsin. My mother had grown up in Wisconsin. In fact, she used to teach school where Christine is in Madison. And so I've only gone back to Wisconsin to go to family reunions, and so I had to ask, is there something to see in Wisconsin? And so, Christine, you're here to tell me that there is.
There is. There's
besides my Aunt Ellie or whoever's house I was going to.
Exactly. I'm hoping that we can get this wrapped up in enough time because there's so much to talk about.
Okay. So if I go to Wisconsin, give me a suggested itinerary. How can I see some of the best of Wisconsin?
Well, what I was planning on talking about today was starting in Madison and then working your way around the state. So heading east towards Milwaukee, then heading up the Michigan coast up into Door County, and then heading north to basically the top of the state, which is the North Woods, and then coming down along the Mississippi River. You could do that in a week, pushing it, maybe 10 days, like a weekend-to-weekend type trip.
Okay. So you're starting us in Madison, so let's start there. What should I see in Madison?
Well, Madison is our state capital. Mm-hmm. So we have a beautiful Capitol building that was basically designed to be similar to our national capital. And it's also on an isthmus between the lakes Mendota and Monona. So it's a beautiful capital. And there's also a wonderful square that goes around the capital that is very popular for people. So on Saturday mornings, there's a huge farmers market, one of the biggest in the Midwest, I believe. It goes around each of the four streets around the square. On Wednesdays in the summer, basically from June until early August, there's the concerts on the square. So it's the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. Mm-hmm. that has concerts on the square, outdoor concerts, that you basically set up a blanket, and people set up blankets hours in advance so that they can save their spot. And then you bring your picnic dinner and you listen to the music as you kind of chat with your friends, drink your wine, and enjoy the wonderful music.
Now, if we're going to Wisconsin, are we really drinking wine? Isn't Wisconsin more of a beer state?
It is, and I definitely will hit all the great breweries.
All right.
But we do drink wine. We do have a few wineries locally, actually, here in the Madison area as well.
Interesting.
So we do drink wine. Another thing on the square is in July is the art fair on the square. So again, vendors from all over the U.S. come. Beautiful art fair. There's also art fair off the square, just right off the square. That's more Wisconsin vendors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Capitol area. Couple things right off of the Capitol is Monona Terrace. Now, this is designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. Frank Lloyd Wright is originally from Wisconsin.
Right.
Has his home outside of Wisconsin. So for those of you who don't know who he is, he's the prairie style architect. Within Wisconsin, there are several buildings that he's designed. Even in Madison, there's a Unitarian church that he designed that you can find. If you Google it, you'll find it. So that's the Monona Terrace. Within the Monona Terrace is Michael Feldman's What Do You Know show on National Public Radio. So some people might know that. You can see that on Saturdays when he's doing his show.
Okay.
So that's basically the main downtown area. If you can, I highly recommend renting a bike or bringing your bike because you can bike through all of this. Madison is a huge bike path city. So there's bike paths everywhere, and anywhere you want to get, especially in the downtown or campus area, you can get there via bike.
And since you're recommending biking, we're not coming in the wintertime. You're recommending what time of year to make this trip?
I would recommend visiting Wisconsin between May and, say, early to mid-October.
Okay.
That's the best time. I do have a friend that will come in the winter, that she loves winter in Wisconsin. She's from San Francisco, so she thinks it's crazy and really cool to be in weather that's 0 degrees and have 2 feet of snow on the ground, but that's not normal. One thing I should also mention about Monona Terrace, definitely go inside the building since it is designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. There's also a lot of history about Frank Lloyd Wright. So if you don't know that much about him, you can get to see lots of photos and lots of information about it. And there are also tours available.
Since you're mentioning Frank Lloyd Wright, are you going to mention also his School of Architecture, or is that not going to be one of our stops?
Actually, I was planning on talking about that as one of the areas outside of Madison to visit.
Okay.
Because it is close. At least you can go to Taliesin. You can check out the buildings around Taliesin, which is out in Spring Green.
Mm-hmm.
That is an option that you have, that you can go out there. And that's probably a 45-minute drive west of Madison.
Okay. I haven't been to Taliesin, but I've been to Taliesin West.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
In Phoenix. So anything else we should see in the Madison area?
Definitely. From the Capitol Square, you head down State Street. State Street is a pedestrian-only street.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that goes down there basically are buses. And this is the shopping district. This is a great place to find local souvenirs, local gift shops, local type places. It's also heading towards the campus. So basically from the Capitol to the end of State Street is where the campus starts. So I highly recommend walking that direction and checking out the campus, because the University of Wisconsin has over 40,000 students.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty significant sized school and has a lot to offer. It's also incredibly liberal and incredibly eclectic. So you never know what you might see. Definitely watch people, and there might be a protest that comes up. There might be people, who knows what, doing something on the campus or around the campus. So head down State Street, stop and get some coffee from one of the local coffee shops, or check out some of the food carts. And then most importantly, though, go to the Wisconsin Union and get ice cream. It's Babcock Hall ice cream, best ice cream that's out there. The campus makes the ice cream, so it's just absolutely fantastic. You can also, in the summer, sit on the terrace, which overlooks Lake Mendota. And okay. You can certainly grab a beer, grab a brat, have some popcorn. And then once you're done filling yourself up, you can take a walk or ride your bike along Lakeshore Path, which heads all the way out to Picnic Point, which is a beautiful drive or walk through the woods along the lake, and just incredible relaxation that you can get out of it. One thing I want to mention too, at Picnic Point, you will find an effigy mound. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with effigy mounds.
I am not.
There was a group of Native Americans that built mounds.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. they built them in the different shapes. And I think the one that you see at Picnic Point is just the snake-shaped.
Okay.
Just the long line. But you'll also find them in the Arboretum. So there's an Arboretum a little bit west of downtown that you can go to as well. So a little bit of the native background.
Okay.
And then if you are in Madison in the fall, Camp Randall is the home of the University of Wisconsin Badger football team. And even if you don't go to the game, just hanging around and watching the people is just hilarious. Fans are crazy and they just have a great time. So even just walking around the stadium is just fun. And that will lead you to the Monroe Street, Regent Street area, where again, there's more shopping and restaurants. That is kind of heading the direction of the Arboretum, as well as the Vilas Zoo, which is a free zoo. So it's a great place for people just to, again, take a walk around and enjoy the animals. Finally, one last thing I want to mention, at least in Madison, is Old Brick Gardens. It is an indoor and outdoor garden. So there is a pavilion inside as well as the outdoor gardens. Mm-hmm. And then the neat thing about it is there's a Thai pavilion that was a gift to the University of Wisconsin from the Thai government and the Thai chapter of the Wisconsin Alumni Association. So it's actual...
Interesting.
It's a beautiful pavilion that I definitely recommend checking out.
Now, I didn't interrupt you at the time. You talked about when you headed south from the Capitol, a place to pick up Wisconsin souvenirs. And you'll have to accept my apology here that I'm picturing immediately cheesehead hats and Green Bay Packer sweatshirts. Is there something else that I should look for there besides the very kitschy sort of touristy things?
With State Street in particular, it's not really knick-knacky cliche type things, but just interesting souvenirs that kind of represent Wisconsin or made of Wisconsin material. So it might be some natural type thing. When I think of Madison, it's not necessarily Green Bay Packers or cheeseheads. While we do have that, I mean, cheesehead, I think, is definitely more popular at the Green Bay Packer games than you would maybe see at like a Wisconsin Badger game. So it's definitely, Madison is sort of a different city compared to the rest of the state.
And that's why I kind of wanted to give you a chance to tell us how, you know.
Yes. Madison is definitely, it's kind of its own little island, its own little, it's almost a country. And a lot of people joke, basically, it's kind of this tiny town that's surrounded by reality, because as I mentioned earlier, it is extremely liberal and sometimes government does some crazy things, which makes it entertaining.
All right.
One thing you should do when you come into town is pick up an Isthmus. That's the Isthmus newspaper. Or you can go to thedailypage.com. The Isthmus comes out every Thursday and it's a free newspaper. Okay. It just gives you all the happenings and all the events that are going on in Madison.
Okay. Probably the analogy for people who aren't familiar with Madison is to Wisconsin as, say, Austin is to Texas.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
I see Berkeley is to California, but that one doesn't work as well. Okay.
Yeah. I did say that I was going to talk about the beers.
Yes.
We do like our beer. So in Madison or in the Madison area, there are several places to get some awesome beers. The Great Dane, which is just a block off of the Capitol, is a brew pub. It's also a great restaurant, so I highly recommend that you check it out. There's also Ale Asylum, which is... a brewery. Yeah. It's a brewery on the east side of Madison. They're known for their Hopalicious. So very hoppy beer.
Okay.
Then there's also the New Glarus Brewing Company, which is about maybe 40 minutes south of Madison. They're known for their Spotted Cow. And then,
all right, then.
And then finally the Capitol Brewery, which is out in Middleton, which is like 15 minutes from downtown, maybe 20. Mm-hmm. And that's also a great place. They've got a lot of different festivals or a lot of different outdoor events, indoor events, that type of thing as well. So great places to catch some local brews. And then one other thing I wanted to mention too is cheese. Wisconsin is also known for its cheese. And Madison has a great cheese shop right on the Capitol Square that features a lot of Wisconsin cheeses. One of the cheeses that I really recommend that you try is a Pleasant Ridge Reserve. Oddly enough, the very first time I ever tried that was actually out in San Francisco. But at the cheese shop I was at in San Francisco, they recommended that one. And even though I told them I really want to try just California cheeses, they said, no, this is the best one. You've got to try it. So I was very grateful for that. But the place on the square is called Fromagination.
Okay. And I have to say that one of the things that I remember of being a kid, when we would go back to Wisconsin, we would bring back a huge brick of cheese from the nearby dairy from where my mom grew up, and really enjoying that as a kid. It was very different from what we were getting in the grocery store. So,
It really is. And even if you go to a grocery store here, you just see a much wider selection of cheese than you would even say in Chicago or some other, you know, not so far away places.
Okay. And then you were saying as we moved on from Madison, you were kind of heading down towards the southeast, as I recall.
Yes. But one thing I should mention, if you're going to be near Madison, two places that I should mention as well, though, are Wisconsin Dells.
Sure.
I know that a lot of people think Wisconsin Dells is the tourist spot. If you want a good water park because it's 90 degrees out, go there. Or if you're looking for a boat tour of Wisconsin, of the Wisconsin River, it's nice. But I don't want you to waste days there or think you need to spend days there. But also Devil's Lake State Park is really close to that. And that's the most popular park in the state. It is basically a lake with bluffs all around it. So you can go hiking up through the bluffs, the challenging hikes. You can also rent canoes and just enjoy the outdoors.
Okay.
But yes, moving east, we're going to head towards Milwaukee. And with Milwaukee, some of the things to do there are Brewer Games are a great one. Mm-hmm. They have an outdoor and they have the domes, so they have the option of closing in case of bad weather. And it's just a lot of fun. People just love it, obviously. A lot of beer. There's also Harley-Davidson. That's where Harley-Davidson began. So in Milwaukee.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if people are big Harley fans, they do have a museum and those types of things. There's also Lake Michigan, so you get to check out one of the Great Lakes. There's cruises, there's a beautiful waterfront, lots of beaches that you can go to. And if you're really interested in the neighborhoods, there are several neighborhoods like Brady Street, which is a hip area, very eclectic bars, things like that. The North Avenue area has like the local hangouts, so if you want to kind of be part of the local scene in Milwaukee, it's a good place to check it out.
Okay.
Or if you're into more galleries and art type things, Third Ward is a great place to check out. And of course, Milwaukee has breweries too. So the Miller is there, Sprecher is there. One of my friend's favorite places to go is Lakefront Brewery, because on Friday nights, you can get a Friday night fish fry, which is really popular in Wisconsin.
Right.
And then they also have a German band.
Okay. And there was a time, and I don't know if this is still true, where it seemed like every restaurant in Wisconsin did a Friday night fish fry.
Yes, that is still true.
Pretty much true. Okay.
I think every local place that I've ever been to has one. Absolutely. It's still huge.
Okay.
It's big everywhere. The only place you'll find is when we talk about Door County, we'll talk about fish boils, but Friday night is definitely the night for fish.
Interesting. Okay.
And then one other thing I should mention about Milwaukee is that there are tons of festivals. Summerfest is the big music festival that they have, and that's like 11 days. Each weekend at the Summerfest grounds, you know, there's a German fest, there's a Festa Italiana, there's a Polish fest. So if you're in Milwaukee some weekend, definitely check out, see what's going on down there, because it'll be probably some sort of festival.
Okay.
So heading up from Milwaukee, about an hour north of Milwaukee, is Kohler. And most of you will know Kohler because your bathtub or your toilet or sink or something is made by Kohler.
Right.
So the Kohler company still exists and you can take a factory tour. But the really neat thing about Kohler is the American Club. The American Club is now a hotel, and it was converted from the old, basically it was the place where the immigrants would stay. They would come over, they would stay at the American Club, and then go over and work at the factory, which was basically across the street. And they converted it years ago to be this amazing hotel that you can stay in or just visit and walk into all the bathrooms like I had one of my friends do. And then they also have some incredible restaurants. The Immigrant Restaurant is probably the most amazing restaurant I had ever been in. I couldn't even compare it to places I'd been in Chicago. There was just nothing close to the quality, the ambiance, etc.
And what cuisine is that?
Boy, that's a good question.
American?
Yeah, I would definitely say it's American.
Okay.
But they have their local chef, so I think there's a lot of local specialties as well.
Okay.
And then another place within the American Club, if you're looking for something more casual, the Horse and Plow, which is just downstairs. It used to be the old bowling alley that the community used that they converted into just kind of an old-fashioned burger, beer, that type of thing.
Okay.
Just near the American Club is the Kohler Design Center, which has the Great Wall of China. And their Great Wall of China.
You know, I thought that was in China.
Yeah, there's one there, supposedly.
Okay.
The Great Wall of China is made up of their china, meaning their bathtubs, et cetera. And it goes straight up the wall. And it's a really great place just to see all of what Kohler has made and makes. And it's quite amazing. Just your dream bathrooms or what you'd love to have your bathtub do, et cetera. It's a great place to visit. I just loved it. As I mentioned, you can also tour the factory, which is really fascinating. I recommend it because it's really interesting to see what they do there.
Okay.
And then what a lot of people now go to Kohler for is the golf. There's Whistling Straits, which is hosting the 2010 PGA Championship. It has hosted other championships. It's got tons of them down the line. So it's a top quality golf course that is designed to look like a Scottish course.
Okay.
So that's extremely popular. And then for those people who don't like golf, there's the Shops at Wood Lake, as well as the fitness center, spa, things like that. So you could definitely pamper yourself.
Okay.
And then since you're really close to Sheboygan, another thing that I think I may have mentioned is bratwurst, brats.
Mm-hmm.
That is huge in Sheboygan, huge, because there's a strong German influence there. And so if you get a chance, you want to try to eat at Charcoal Inn, which is just a local place that you get a double brat on a Sheboygan hard roll.
Okay.
And the rolls aren't hard. They're chewy. They're kind of a weird, I don't know why they call them hard rolls, but I definitely recommend it. And if you want to camp in the area, Kohler-Andre State Park is a beautiful state park just south of the city that has sand dunes right up against Lake Michigan. So a great place to check it out. And you can always grill out some brats if you want and go to the city bakery and get some hard rolls.
And I should say that if you do go to Sheboygan, if you could please stop at the local newspaper and thank them for me. They were one of the first newspapers in the U.S. to mention the Amateur Traveler in their pages. So I have a soft spot in my heart for Sheboygan.
Oh, funny. So, and then a couple other things. Within an hour drive of Sheboygan as well is Oshkosh. Well, mm-hmm. a little bit over an hour, but Oshkosh is home to the EAA.
Right.
So that's the Air Venture. That is huge. So if you like airplanes at all, even if you didn't want to go in, if you just head towards Oshkosh, you're just going to see planes everywhere. So it's a pretty neat experience. Yes.
And I want to say that that's the largest air show in the U.S.?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It becomes the world's busiest airport for about a week. So it's seriously crazy. If you have a chance to get a boat, and if you can take the boat on Lake Winnebago, which is the biggest inland lake in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
you can actually watch a lot of the planes even from your boat because it's right off of the lake. So it's a neat experience.
Interesting. Okay.
And then heading up to Door County. So Door County is the peninsula. A lot of people look at Wisconsin. They look at their hand with their palm up.
Yep.
So if you take a look at your right hand, where your thumb is basically where Door County is. And Door County is basically known for its quaint shopping. There's lots of galleries, lots of opportunity to purchase art. There's also some wineries up there, mostly fruit wines, but they do exist.
Okay.
Then Sturgeon Bay is basically your gateway to Door County. And this is where there's a lot of shipbuilding. And so when we were up there over Memorial Day weekend, we just saw these gigantic personal boats up there.
Hmm.
That maybe you can see in the ocean, but inland you just don't see all that much. So it was a neat experience. You can also go all the way up to the tip. You can take a ferry across and keep going north into the islands. And then also fish boils are popular here. So if you're there on a Friday, you'll want to get a fish boil. And it's basically a
fish boil. That sounds like one of the 10 plagues from Exodus.
I don't know. It's basically a giant pot, like a witch's kettle that you'd think of.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they basically pile it with the white fish, potatoes, I think some carrots,
okay.
other vegetables. They boil it all together and they're super popular. And then also up in Door County, there are several state parks. So you can go hiking and biking. There's even one state park where if you do want to camp, it's all backcountry camping. So you walk your way in and it's called Newport.
Hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful place. And you get lots of privacy. You're overlooking Lake Michigan. So gorgeous place to
And when camp. We say camping, in terms of terrain, I think of wooded rolling hills in Wisconsin. No mountains that I'm aware of.
No.
Okay.
No mountains. We can talk about Rib Mountain State Park, which is in Wausau. Basically, all it is it's kind of this big rock that goes up, but mm-hmm. it's made out of quartzite. So when the glaciers came through, it just didn't wear that down.
Okay.
But it's not very big. It's not like Colorado mountains. I think it's maybe 2,000 feet.
Okay.
2,100 feet above sea level, whereas Madison's about 700.
Okay. Yeah, no, we call those hills, but that's okay.
Yeah.
We don't bother naming those.
indoor county. There's lots of bed and breakfasts to hang out with. And I have a friend that spends a lot of time up there and just loves the Chanticleer guest house bed and breakfast in Sturgeon Bay. And she always has her breakfasts at Scaturo's, which is also in Sturgeon Bay. So I told her I would mention those. Those are her favorites.
Okay.
So heading back down, if you're a football fan at all, the Green Bay Packers are obviously located in Green Bay, which is basically at the very bottom of your thumb. It's the Bay of Green Bay. So not in Lake Michigan, but in the actual Bay of Green Bay. There's a Hall of Fame and you can check out Lambeau Field, which has been renovated over the last several years. So you can certainly check that out if you're interested.
Wisconsin and Michigan, the only states I know that when you ask people where they're from, they hold up their hand to point it out and use it as a map. So, okay, we're at the base of the thumb here.
Yep. It makes it easier because Wisconsin's not a normal shape. So
Right. That
does help. Now we're going to head towards, this is basically one of my favorite parts of the state, and that's the Northwoods of Wisconsin.
Okay.
I mentioned Rib Mountain State Park, that's in Wausau. So Wausau is sort of the gateway to the north. Basically, once we get to Wausau, when we're driving from Madison, that's where things start to change, where all of a sudden you're getting into pine country. So lots of pine trees. It's also lakes, lakes, lakes. So everywhere you go, one of our favorite spots, especially for camping, is Minocqua. You basically are driving down the road. You see a lake to your left. You drive equivalent of a city block. There's a lake to your right. Then you look and then the next lake pops up. So it's just lakes everywhere. So if you have a chance to rent a boat, which I believe you can do at Bisaki's in Minocqua. You can rent canoes, enjoy the lakes, just get out on the lakes if you can. They're just gorgeous. And in Minocqua, there's actually a chain of lakes so that you can drive from lake to lake via your boat without having to get out.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. When you were saying camping in the North Country, I think of canoeing even and portaging in between lakes. So you're renting a powerboat?
You can rent power boats, yes.
Okay.
And if you do that in Minocqua, there are several lakes that connect to the main lake in Minocqua.
Okay.
And then also, if you head, not even an hour to the east, is Eagle River.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like 28 chains of lakes. So there's even more there. And so there's no portaging required.
And will I be able to spot the state bird from Wisconsin when I'm there? That's the mosquito, right?
Oh, yes. It's funny because they actually haven't been that bad this year.
Oh, good. Okay.
We were just up in Minocqua and I was commenting how there were absolutely none. So it was fantastic.
Hmm.
But yes, you will definitely see that. So definitely bring your deep woods off if you're going to go up there. Normally they are bad. And also the deer ticks are pretty bad as well. So you just have to be careful, especially if you have a dog. Just be careful if you get a lot on you. In Minocqua, though, you can rent bikes and you can go biking on the bike paths, which are just the old railroad tracks that they've taken up. You can also do tons of walking. Minocqua has just a cute downtown area. So you can stop and get some chocolate at Dan's Minocqua Fudge or some fudge that's there. Or you can stop at the popcorn place or just pick up a sweatshirt or any type of little thing that you would need. Camping is readily available. There's the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. And you can always find a site at one of the campgrounds. There's dozens, I think. So you can definitely find it. Or there's the Shawamagon Nicolet National Forest, and you can find sites there as well. And that's a little bit further east of Minocqua, closer towards Eagle River.
Okay.
Again, fish fries are big up there. So if you're there on a Friday night, you'll have to find a fish fry. I highly recommend that you try perch. If you can find perch, that's the best. But walleye can also be pretty popular. One other place I'll mention in St. Germain, which is between Minocqua and Eagle River, there is a place, it's basically a steak joint called Blink Bonnie's. Tiny, tiny place. And you'll miss it if you're not looking really carefully. And it's just a great place. Get to see some locals, chat with people, that type of thing. I'd recommend checking that out.
Okay.
And then heading up to Lake Superior. So basically in the Northwest, Wisconsin's got a little bit of Lake Superior. Lake Superior is my very favorite Great Lake. There is something very dark and mysterious about it, very spiritual.
Hmm.
I just highly recommend, if you can, rent a kayak. There are caves along the edge of Lake Superior that you can just kind of go exploring in with your kayak.
Oh, interesting.
There's the Apostle Islands National Seashore. You can ferry across to Madeline Island. If you are there in the winter, they do create an ice road. And then if you're there in the spring or the fall, when it's kind of not quite ice road conditions, they actually have a wind sled that will get you back and forth.
Hmm.
So it's kind of an interesting area. But I definitely recommend checking it out, especially Lake Superior. It's just a fascinating Great Lake. I think the average temperature of the lake is about 40 degrees. So it's very chilly. We've swam in it. In fact, we swam in it this weekend, but it's freezing. It's a very dangerous lake, especially in the fall.
Sure.
That was when the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that was
down.
The song that was running through my head right around there. Yeah.
But it's also the largest freshwater lake in the world by surface area. So it's a major size lake. And then finally, wrapping up, basically, when you're coming back down from that very top northwestern corner, if you want to start to head down through, say, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire area. If you are going through Chippewa Falls, that's home of Lenny Kugel's Brewery, so feel free to check that out. They've got a great tour. But then you can also head down towards the Mississippi River. Pepin, Wisconsin is actually where Laura Ingalls Wilder was born, so those of you who are Little House on the Prairie fans.
So that's House in the Big Woods.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, that's where it took place. You can follow the Mississippi River down through La Crosse, down to Prairie du Chien, and it's just incredible beauty looking at the bluffs. So you're actually looking across into Minnesota, or if you want to drive on the Minnesota side and look at Wisconsin, feel free. There's locks and dams, so you can usually check out some of the barges going through them. At Prairie du Chien is Wyalusing State Park, so another great place to go hiking. And there, again, up on the bluffs, you're overlooking Iowa in that case. It's just beauty, just absolutely gorgeous.
Excellent. And that's our 10-day loop roughly there. And we're probably going to need to wrap this up just for time. And you've covered so many things already. A couple questions. So what's going to surprise me about going to Wisconsin if I haven't been there before?
I think you'll be surprised by how diverse it is.
Okay.
So you've got Madison, which is extremely eclectic.
Right.
You've got Kohler, which is more of the upscale, fancy, top quality type of resort area. And then you have the North Woods, which is a bit more old-fashioned, a little bit slower, full of woods and full of lakes. Mm-hmm. That, again, is just different.
And best resources for planning a trip to Wisconsin?
Oh, definitely Google. I just recommend just looking up Discover Wisconsin. I think discoverwisconsin, either .com or .org. That would be a great one. Another book that I did find somewhat helpful was Wisconsin Off the Beaten Path.
That was
pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then if you are interested in beer, there is the Wisconsin Beer Guide, which I thought was awesome. It basically is a travel companion to all the breweries in the state. So it does make it fun to check those out.
Okay. And you really know you're in Wisconsin when what?
I didn't prepare for this one.
You knew it was coming.
That's a hard one because
so
there's
different.
Madison, mm-hmm. and then there's so much of the other state. I'm going to say you really know you're in Wisconsin when you meet incredibly friendly people, you're surrounded by beautiful nature, and you're around the woods or the water.
Okay. And then if you had to describe Wisconsin in three words, what three words would you use?
I would say eclectic.
Okay.
Woods.
Okay.
And lakes.
Excellent. Christine, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us a little bit more about your home state of Wisconsin. I think I need to get back.
Good. I hope that you do.
I have one internet resource for you, and that is a new site called, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this correctly, Kijubi. Kijubi, and they call themselves the Experience Marketplace. It's a place where you can look up activities. So, for instance, you could look up airplane tours or helicopter tours, glider rides, bike tours, boat charters, and that sort of thing. So it's a little different travel site, a little different approach. I kind of like it. So kijubi.com. In news from the community, this is, as I said, the 200th episode. I have a couple greetings from people who took me up on my offer of recording a greeting that will be at the end of the show after the theme song. So stay tuned for three things after the theme song of this show. And then I also received a letter this week from Jean, and Jean says, "My name is Jean. I'm a Brit lucky enough to be living in Barbados in the Caribbean. Loved that show. Just wanted to let you know that during our annual trip back to the UK this summer, my husband and I booked a 4-day trip to Krakow, Poland, completely on the basis of your podcast. As prior to that, it hadn't even crossed our mind to take a side trip to Europe during our 2-week vacation. We had a wonderful time. Krakow was indeed a beautiful historic place, and I highly recommend it." Jean is always encouraging when I hear people both listen, take the advice, and then enjoy it. That's a great combination. And then Jean also wrote and said she had found a recipe for purple sticky rice because apparently they grow it in my home state here of California. And so I'll include a link in the show notes at amateurtraveler.com to a place where you can get purple sticky rice that we mentioned on last week's show about Lao. And lastly, Gene says, keep up the great work that you do. You are certainly our number one travel show. It's a pity we can't vote for you here. Sadly, we can't have an iTunes account here. So if someone could vote on Gene's behalf and leave a review for The Amateur Traveler on iTunes, I'm sure she would appreciate it. With that, we're going to draw this show to a close because it's pushing nearly midnight on a Friday night here, and I'd like to get this show all wrapped up. If you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment at amateurtraveler.com or drop me an email at host@amateurtraveler.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/Chris2X. And as always, remember, thanks so much for listening. One more cathedral, I got to sit in one more cafe. I know that I should be heading home, but maybe not today.
Hi, Chris, this is Sam calling to leave you a message about the 200th episode. I would love to reminisce about four of my favorite moments. One of my favorite episodes was biking across Central Asia. Another one was the guy who lived in Antarctica over the Antarctic winter. Another one was the guy who went to the Tongass and swam with the whales. And lastly, I can never forget the man who rode his motorcycle around India, lost his camera, and had someone chase him down to return it. I hope I'm not spoiling anything for anyone who hasn't heard these yet, and there are many gems in the archives. Thanks for 200, and I can't wait to keep hearing more. Bye.
Congratulations on 200 episodes. I love the amateur travel. This is Jim from Schaumburg, Illinois.
Now, I'm curious, are you planning a stop since you're mentioning flank? This is why I edit. It's really not for the guests at all. This is the dirty little secret of the amateur traveler.
Yep.
Since you're mentioning flank, oh, it's going to be one of those days.